们。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续下午的安息日聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue our afternoon service.
我们来唱诗263首。
Please sing hymn 263.
下祷告，求主带领下午的聚会。
Please kneel down and pray for God to guide us our service.
我们今天早上提到遵守神诫命的神必同在。
This morning we talk about those who obey the words of God. God will abide with us.
我们提到约瑟无论在什么环境他都遵守神的诫命。
And we talked about Joseph, and no matter what the environment is like, he continued to obey God.
主耶稣就跟他同在。
So the Lord was with him.
甚至在监狱里面。
Even in the prison.
所以这是我们一个信徒向神的一个忠心。
So this is our goal as a Christian.
忠心loyalty.
Our loyalty towards God.
那我们下午我们再谈另外一个角度。
And this afternoon, we'll look at it from another angle.
我们谈到人和人之间的关系。
And we'll talk about the relationship between man and man.
我们人在信神有两个方向。
For man to believe in God, there are two directions.
最基本的是上下的关系跟神的关系。
And the very basic is the relation between.Up and down between our relationship with God.
所以我们要遵守神的诫命。
And we need to obey the words of God.
这是人应当尽的本分。
And this is our this is our duty, basic duty.
没有什么夸口的。
And there's nothing to boast about.
但是神会跟我们同在。
But God will abide with us if we.
有了这个跟神的关系以后。
And want to establish this relationship with God.
不是停留在这里。
And we don't stop right here.
我们用跟神的关系发展到跟人之间的关系。
And we'll use our relationship with God to improve our relationship with men.
那我们来看约翰福音第十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十二节。
John chapter 15 verse 12.
十五章十二节。
John chapter 15 verse 12. This is my.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。十三节。
Verse 13.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你读一下。
Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
有了神跟神的关系以后，我们有了跟神的关系以后，
once we have this relationship with God,
主耶稣说我们要彼此相爱，恒的关系，
and that we need to love each one another.
这是神的命令，主耶稣的命令。
And this is the order of God.
Commandment of God. 这个彼此相爱是诫命律法的总纲。
And this is the
final goal.
This is the final goal of the law.
就是把神的爱运行在弟兄姊妹当中。
That to use God's love among the brothers and sisters.
所以我们要遵守神的诫命。
So we need to obey God's law.
一个人不是说我只爱神，不，跟弟兄姊妹没有关系，这个不是爱。
So we cannot say that we love God, but we don't love men. If this is the case, then that's not love.
神的诫命是爱神而且爱人。
God's love is to love God and to love men.
真正爱神的一定会爱人。
For those who truly love God, He will also love men.
好，那么十三节。
Verse 13.
最大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest love?
为朋友舍命。
And that's lay down your life for your friend.
为朋友舍命。我们今天下午会讲犹大爱弟弟。
This afternoon we'll talk about how Judah loved his brother.
这个犹大是谁？
And who is this Judah?
这个不是主耶稣的十二个门徒卖主的犹大，不要认错了。
And this Judah is not one of the 12 disciples that betrayed Jesus Christ.
就是今天我们早上讲的约瑟的四哥，第四个哥哥，排行第四的。
But this Judah that we're talking about is actually Joseph's fourth eldest brother.
The fourth, number four.
The fourth brother.
他就是犹大十二支派的第一个祖先，犹大。
And from the tribe of Judah, he is the ancestor.
十二个支派里面的犹大族是从他开始的。
And from the 12 tribe of Israelites, the Lord was one of the descendants from them.
这个弟弟是谁？
And who is this brother?
这个弟弟也是约瑟的弟弟，便雅悯。
And this brother is Benjamin, who was also a brother of Joseph.
是他排行第十二。
And he was number 12.
但是这个是跟约瑟是同一个母亲，他们都是同一个爸爸生的。但是同一个母亲生出来的约瑟跟便雅悯。
And all of the brothers had the same father, but this Benjamin shared the same mother with Joseph.
犹大跟便雅悯是不同妈妈生的。
And Judah and Benjamin had different mothers.
那我们今天要讲犹大爱便雅悯弟弟。
And today we'll talk about Judah loving his brother Benjamin, the younger brother.
他甚至愿意把他的牺牲的生命来救他弟弟。
And he's willing to sacrifice his own life for him.
那这是主耶稣所讲的话。
And this is what the Lord Christ, Jesus Christ,
人为朋友舍命，没有比这个更大的爱的。
And verse 13 here, there's no greater love than to lay down your life for your friend.
那我们现在的人跟弟兄姊妹的感情越来越薄弱。
And today our relationship between brothers and sisters are getting worse and worse.
那可能是文明进步吧。
And it's probably because of advance in technology.
父母跟子女也是疏远了。
And that relationship between parents and children are getting worse.
弟兄姊妹是常常要的，也没有什么不太有和平的事情。
And a lot of times there might not be peace among brothers and sisters.
然后我们要遵照圣经属耶稣的命令。
But we need to follow the words of God.
爱弟兄姊妹。
And love brothers and sisters.
在家里面要爱弟兄姊妹。
And in our homes, we need to love our brothers and sisters.
这是神的主耶稣的命令。
And this is the commandment of the Lord.
不是人的命令。
And it's not the man's commandment.
有人说我不喜欢他，我就不要跟他在一起。不是，这没有办法，这是没有办法分开的神所设立的人的关系。
And since it's the commandment of God, and Just because we don't like it, we cannot get rid of it.
哎，那我们就想啊，这个犹大到底做了什么啊？
So let's think about what did Judah actually did.
哎，这个犹大他后来啊，受他的爸爸很大的祝福。
And Judah at the end received a lot of blessing from his father.
哎，我们看看他的爸爸雅各啊，就是以色列啊，要临死的时候给他们十二个弟兄啊，啊，十二个儿子啊祝福。
And we know that his father Jacob was also it called Israel. He blessed him a lot.
哎，我们都知道约瑟一定会得到最大的福气。
We know that Joseph was also received a lot of blessings.
哎，没有错，约瑟得到最大的福气。
It's true that Joseph did receive one of the greatest blessings.
因为他的爸爸雅各把约瑟的两个儿子马拿西、以法莲，以法莲也当作他的儿子来祝福。
Because Jacob blessed the son of Joseph, which Manasseh and Ephraim as his own son.
哎，他临死的时候说，你那两个儿子也是我的儿子。
And before Jacob died, he told Joseph that the two sons of yours are also my son.
所以他就祝福他约瑟的两个儿子。
So he blessed them before he died.
好像祝福他其他的十二个儿子一样。
And he blessed them the same way he blessed his own sons.
我们都知道马拿西啊跟以法莲成为以色列十二支派的两个支派。
And we know that Manasseh and Ephraim became two of the 12 tribes.
哎，那约瑟是他雅各的以色列的十二个儿子。
And we know that Joseph is one of the 12 sons.
那到底十二个支派怎么出现的呢
？So how did the 12 tribes came about？
哎，我们大概应该知道了，不过我就说明一下，不然他十二个儿子再加两个孙子，不是十四个吗？
If we think about it, if Jacob has 12 sons and then two grandsons, if you add them all, isn't that 14?
那怎么跑出来十二个支派？
And how do you have 12 tribes?
啊，因为约瑟第一个，约瑟已经祝神已经他的爸爸已经祝福了两个孙子，所以他就不算一个约瑟支派。约瑟支派变成两个支派，马拿西、以法莲。
So to clarify this, if you look at it, since Joseph's sons were blessed by Jacob, so he The two tribes represent him already.
哎，那么还有一个支派叫利未支派。
And another tribe is called the tribe of Levites.
那第三个儿子。
And their son.
神特别选他出来。
And God chose the Levites.
哎，专门在圣殿里面服事。
To serve God in the temple.
哎，所以他的从他子孙里面产生了大祭司亚伦，啊等等。
And from the descendants of Levi, we have Aaron and all the high priests.
哎，他们分土地的时候，没有算作一个支派来分。
So when they divided the land, they didn't give any to them.
但是利未支派的子孙散居在各个十二支派里面。
But the children of the Levites, they're spread out among all the tribes.
哎，所以雅各的十个儿子，再加上他两个孙子，造成十二个支派。
So because of this, the comes of the 12 tribes.
哎，他的大儿子叫流便。
And his first son, the firstborn, was Reuben.
哎，长子应该得两份的福气。
Supposedly the firstborn received double portion.
哎，但是他两份的福气被他的第十一个弟弟啊，约瑟拿去了。
But the blessings of the double portion was given to Joseph, the 11th son.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他的大儿子犯罪了。
Because the first son sinned.
他大儿子跟他父亲的妾犯奸淫。
And he committed adultery with his father's concubines.
哎，你如果有名字。
And if you have the name.
哎，但是犯罪了。
Even though he is the first one because he sinned.
哎，他的福气就被拿掉。
And his blessing was taken away from him.
被约瑟所取代。
And it was taken by Joseph.
那么第四个儿子犹大。
Now the fourth son Judah.
他的祝福特别奇怪。特别很特别。
And the blessings of Judah was very strange.
我们看创世纪四十九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 49.
第八节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8.
四十九章第八节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8.
哎，我们好好的读。四十九章第八节。犹大，你的弟兄们必赞美你，你手必掐住仇敌的颈项。你父亲的儿子必向你下拜。第九节
Verse 9,
犹大是小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了石便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮， 谁敢惹你呢？十二第十节
，verse ten，
龟不必不离犹大，杖必不离俩两脚之间，只等到细罗，细罗就是平安者来到，万民都归顺啊。十一节我们就不读了啊。我们读这个祝福啊，就非常的特别。
When we read this blessing, it's very special.
他说你的弟兄们要赞美你，要向你下拜。
And it says here that that your brothers shall bow down before you and praise you.
哎，后来犹大支派真的站起来。
And at the end, the tribe of Judah really stood up.
大卫就是犹大支派出现的。
And King David is from the tribe of Judah.
哎，他后来成为两个国家，以色列跟犹大国。
And at the end, the kingdom got divided into two.
犹大就是这个犹大族的祖先，的后裔。
And the kingdom of Judah was from the descendants of Judah.
北边的以色列国十个支派先灭亡。
And the northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed first.
哎，犹大支派再继续下去。
And the kingdom of Judah stayed.
哎，他就掐住敌人的颈子。
And he was able to control the enemies.
好像小狮子一样。
Like as a lion.
好像公狮一样。Male lion.
And as a male lion.
哎，而且像母狮一样 ，female male.
And as a female lion.
哎，狮子就是万兽之王。
And we know that the lion is the king of the jungle.
犹大非常的这个勇敢。
And Judah was very courageous.
历代来都出现很多勇敢的人来。
And from this tribe come many heroes.
哎，第十节。
And verse ten.
他说：“杖不离开他两脚之间。”
And the scepter shall not depart from Judah.
杖是什么意思？
And what's a scepter?
就是国王的权柄。
And that is the power of the king.
哎，国王的权柄不离开犹大族。
And the power of king shall not depart from Judah.
只等到平安者，平安者是谁？
And until peace comes.
哎，圣经里面讲平安者就是耶稣基督。
And we mentioned that when peace comes, it's during the time of Christ.
啊，就是耶稣基督。
And it is Christ.
哎，耶稣基督来，要从犹大族出现。
And that when Jesus Christ comes, he will come from the tribe of Judah.
那么到底犹大族，我们想应该从约瑟出现呢、啊？怎么会从犹大出现呢
？And we think to ourselves that then it should come from the tribe of Joseph. Why?
那犹大到底有什么特别
？And what is so special about Judah?
我们要来值得来学习。
And we need to learn from him.
哎，你要伟大吗？你想要做大吗
？Do you want to become the greatest？
你要学习犹大。
You learn from Judah。
当然，你要学习约瑟。
And you need to learn from Joseph too。
你的子孙要有神的祝福吗
？And do you want your descendants to have God's blessings？
你要学习犹大。
And you need to learn from Judah。
犹大做了什么事情
？And what did Judah do？
我们提两件事情就好。
We'll study two of them。
创世纪三十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 37。
当他们十个哥哥啊，约瑟的十个哥哥很嫉妒啊，这个约瑟的时候。
And when the ten brothers are very jealous of Joseph,
他们在约瑟来找他们。
And when Joseph came to look for
them, 他们刚开始彼此都说，来把这个做梦的杀死。
So the other brothers spoke to each other and said, "Let's kill this dreamer."
这十个哥哥都讲了。
And these ten brothers wanted to do this.
当然圣经也讲他的老大流便呐、啊，说不要了，不要了，暂时把他丢到坑子里面好了。
And the Bible said that the oldest brother Reuben decided to throw him into the well.
但是最后卖给以实玛利人是犹大的意见。
But at the end, when they told him to sell him as a slave, it was the idea of Judah.
我们创世纪三十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 37.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，犹大对众弟兄说：“我们杀我们的兄弟。”尝了他的血有什么益处呢？二十七节，我们不如将他卖给以实玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉。众弟兄就听从了他。这地方，我们从这里看出来啊。
So from these two verses, we can see that.
犹大虽然是老四
，Even though Judah is the fourth son，
他说的话，他的弟兄会听。
That when he spoke, his brothers listened to him.
你可见他平常的为人很受他们弟兄姊妹尊敬。
We could tell from this that he is respected by his brothers.
他怎么讲
？And what did he say？
他说我们不能杀我们的弟弟。
Oh, he said that we cannot kill our brothers.
不如把他卖掉好了。
Why don't you just sell him？
为什么
？Why is that？
二十七节。
Verse 27。
因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉。
And the reason why we cannot kill him is he is a brother, our own flesh.
其他几个哥哥啊，除了流便以外，都很想把约瑟杀死。
The other brothers all wanted to kill him.
嫉妒生恨。
Jealousy breeds a hatred.
恨就胜杀。
And hatred leads to murder.
这弟兄啊，杀互相残杀，圣经里面写很多。
And there's many times in the Bible where the brothers kill each other.
我们教会有时候同龄相杀也是会有，当然不是真正杀了，就相恨了，相攻击。
And in church, sometimes there are conflicts between brothers and sisters where they attack each other.
怎么这些起拜神的人怎么会相杀呢？
Why is that for people who believe in God? Why did they attack each other?
这就是人性。
And this is a human nature.
人类的第二代祖先，第二代祖先。
And our second generation of our ancestors.
亚当的两个儿子。
The son of Adam.
一个是该隐，一个是亚伯。
And one of them is Cain, another one is Abel.
后来该隐哥哥把弟弟杀死了。
And at the end, the older brother killed the younger brother.
创世纪第四章讲。
And Genesis chapter 4 says that.
为了什么事杀了弟弟呢？
Why did the older brother kill the younger brother?
不是为了别的什么。
It's not for anything.
也不是为了金钱，也不是为了女人。
It's not for money, nor is it for women.
是为了拜神。
It's to worship God.
因为他们两个人献给神的东西啊，一个蒙悦纳，一个不蒙悦纳。
Because when they both offered to God, God only accepted the offering of one of them.
没想到为这个事情，哥哥把弟弟杀死了。
We never thought because of this matter that they were killed.
这是圣经记载的。
But the Bible stated this.
我们要很谨慎啊。
We need to be very careful.
我们不要因为拜神啊，把弟兄姊妹杀死了。
That we shouldn't kill our brothers and sisters because we want to worship God.
真的不是用刀子杀啦。
Of the killing mentioned here is not the actual murder.
到了新约里面，什么叫做杀？
In the New Testament, what does it mean to kill?
你恨弟兄就是杀人了。
That if you hate your brothers, then that's
killing. 恨弟兄的人没有永生在里面。
And that if you hate your brothers, then there is no eternal life.
你心里没有恨呐，就杀人了。
And if there's hate in you, then you're a murderer.
主耶稣讲的。
And this is what Christ says.
新约圣经讲的。
And this is what the New Testament says.
我们要很谨慎。
And we need to be very sober.
我们不要一面拜神啊，一面恨弟兄姊妹。
So we shouldn't worship God and at the same time hate our brothers and sisters.
让神来做最后的判审判。
And we need to let God be the ultimate judge.
再大的冤屈交给神。
And that whatever
再大的冤屈啊，再大的unfair 啊。Give to God.
We need to say, let God deal with all the unfairness.
因为神会做公平的审判。
Because God will give a righteous judgment.
不要自己去动手。
And that we shouldn't leave this for ourselves.
这个犹大还是对弟弟有这个感情啊。
And that this Judah still had this relationship with his brother.
他还是我的弟弟啊。
And he knows that he's still his
brother. 虽然我很不喜欢他。
Even though we don't like each other.
因为他老是跟他爸爸打我的小报告。
And because Joseph keeps on tattling on them,
你还不至于恨他吗？
And he still hates them.
还不至于到恨他了。
Oh, he's not to the point where he hates them.
不至于要想杀他。
And he doesn't want to kill him.
感谢神啊，他就做了这个建议。
And thank God he made this suggestion.
这是在创世纪三十七章记载的。
And this is stated in Genesis chapter 37.
那时候约瑟十七岁。
At that time, Joseph was 17.
犹大大概二十几岁吧，因为他四哥嘛，第四个哥哥，所以他二十几岁。
And Judah is probably 20-something because he is the fourth brother.
后来约瑟就被卖到埃及去做奴隶去了。
So at the end, Joseph was sold to Egypt as a slave.
我们今天早上有讲。
And this morning we talked about.
他们下一次再见面的时候是二十二年以后。
The next time that the brothers meet again was 22 some years later. 22 years later.
37章到他们哥四个哥哥把弟弟约瑟卖走，下次见面是22年以后。
So from the time of from verse chapter 37, when they sold Joseph to the next time they met, it was exactly 22 years.
当然，这四个哥哥回去就骗他爸爸说弟弟约瑟已经被野兽杀死了。
So after they sold Joseph, they told the father that the brother was actually eaten by an animal.
好，经过了二十二年。
So after 22 years.
后来他们跟约瑟见面了。
So they met with Joseph again.
约瑟从来没有见过他们这二十二年中没有见过他的哥哥十个哥哥，弟弟也没有见过了。
So for the 22 years, Joseph never seen his brothers.
哎，他不知道他哥哥变成怎么样。
He doesn't know what how is his brothers like.
如果我们是约瑟的话
，If we were Joseph，
22年前他这样子这么狠，要杀我，要卖我。
If we were Joseph and we thought to ourselves that 22 years ago they were so mean to me, they sold me.
现在他来买粮食了，跪在我前面。
And now today they come here to buy food from me and they're bowing down before me.
我们可能也会像约瑟一样，不会把他杀死的。
Probably we'll be like Joseph. We probably wouldn't kill them.
哎，但是啊，我怎么能够信他们呢
？But how could I believe them?
22年前，连我的命都要把我杀死了。
22 years, they wanted to kill me.
所以约瑟跟这个十个哥哥见面的时候，一直不跟他们相称。
So when Joseph met him in Egypt, he didn't talk directly with them.
那不是 do not confess them to them.
So Joseph never confessed himself.
因为他不知道他的十个哥哥变成什么样的人。
Because he doesn't know what his other brothers are like.
22年以后。他约瑟成长了，比较成熟老练了。
22 years later, Joseph grown up and he's a lot more mature.
不再像17岁一样的，又那样子随便哦，弟哥哥的坏话就马上讲，不会了。
And 22 years later, Joseph become a lot more mature. He won't just tell whatever is on his mind.
他也比较老练了。
And he become more experienced.
但是他不晓得他十个哥哥是什么样的人。
But he doesn't know what had become of his brothers.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us.
约瑟只想把他的弟弟，亲生的弟弟留在埃及。
The Bible tells us Joseph just wanted to keep his younger brother in Egypt.
他觉得说，你约便雅悯留在我这里就好了。
He thought let's just leave.Benjamin with me here.
因为那个是同母亲的。
Because the Benjamin came from the same mother as.
其他十个哥哥都不同的母亲，以前都要杀我的。
The other 10 brothers are from a different mother, and they all wanted to kill me.
我不杀你，你们回去好了。
And I won't kill the 10 of you. Just let you leave.
意思说我不想见你们。
And the meaning of this is that he doesn't want to see the 10.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us that.
约瑟后来跟他们相认了。
And at the end, Joseph introduced himself to them.
约瑟不但跟他们相认
，Not only did he introduce himself to them.
约瑟大哭
，That he cried.
他相认的时候，哭的声音非常的大。
And when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, he cried out loud.
圣经说，王宫所有的人都听到了，连国王都听到了。
And that everybody in the palace heard of it.
22年，闷在心里面的东西全部哭出来。
And that whatever he kept within himself for 22 years, he spilled it out at this time.
他本来他不愿意跟他们相认的。
In the beginning, he didn't want to reveal
himself. 就已经放了22年，算了，就继续放吧，放到我死吧。
Because he'd been holding his anger for 22 years, and he thought, let's just hold it on.
这件事情就让它过去了。
And he thought, just let this thing pass.
但是我什么原因使这个约瑟大哭呢
？But what makes Joseph cry?
我们看创世纪44章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 44.
在那个时候啊，约瑟一直想尽用诡计啊，用计谋了，不要说诡计了哈，用这个计谋啊，使他的弟弟留下来。
At this time, Joseph was using many schemes to keep his younger brother.
偷偷的把他的酒杯啊放在他便雅悯的那个袋子里面。
And he secretly told his servants to put his silver cup in the bag of his brother.
然后约瑟叫兵啊过去把他们叫回来。
And Joseph sent his soldiers to capture them.
尤其是找到那个他的酒杯，放在便雅悯的袋子里面。
And they found out that the cup was in Benjamin's bag.
约瑟就利用这个理由说，拿我杯子，偷拿我杯子的要留在我这里。
So
留在这里做奴仆。
So Joseph used his excuse to keep Benjamin here as a slave.
约瑟就是希望便雅悯他的弟弟留下来，十个哥哥回去好了，没有关系。
And he hoped that he could use this excuse to keep Benjamin in Egypt with him to enjoy it with him.
我们看44章。
Let's look at chapter 44.
16节。
Chapter 44, verse 16.
16节。
Verse 16.
犹大说：“我们对主说什么呢？还有什么话可说呢？我们怎么能够自己表白出来的呢？神已经查出仆人的罪孽了。”我们与那他手中收出来杯的都是主的奴仆。犹大讲话了。
And over here, Judah spoke up.
十个哥哥讲话，十个刚公当中只有犹大讲话。
Among the 10 brothers, only Judah spoke up.
他勇于承认罪。
He accepted his guilt.
好，为什么是他们十个哥哥当中弟兄姊妹的里面不是老大，却是好像做老大一样呢？
Even though Judah was not the eldest brother, then why is he always being the leader?
因为在危险的时候他一个人出来讲话。
Because in times of danger, he was only one who's brave enough to
speak up. 他敢负责任。
And he's willing to take responsibility.
这个叫做带领的人啊。
And because he was willing to take responsibility, he became the leader.
一个带领的人出有问题了，躲在后面，人家不会再信他的。
Because if you're a leader, and if anything happens, and you hide in the back, then you won't be a leader anymore.
他说你已经找出来我们的问题了，我们的罪了。
And he spoke up and said, "You found our guilt."
他这里特别讲，神已经查出来我们的罪了。
And it specifically mentioned here, God has found out the guilt of your servant.
其实他们也没有犯罪啊，是约瑟叫人把他放进去的。他们没有偷约瑟的东西。
Actually, they didn't sin because it was Joseph was the one who told his servants to hide the cup in his bag.
因为在这个之前啊，他们已经感觉到神在报应他们。
And the reason why he said that God has found out the guilt because before he realized that God is punishing them.
十个哥哥们都在感觉到，为什么我们会遭遇到这个困难
？And the ten brothers all realized that why are they experiencing all these problems in Egypt?
我们没有时间读了，他们自己讲，就是我们22年前把我们的弟弟约瑟卖到埃及。
And when they face all these problems, they realize that it's because 20 years ago we sold our brothers to Egypt.
他没有想到，那个埃及的宰相约瑟懂得他们的希伯来话。
But he never thought to him, never thought that the prime minister of Egypt was his brother who understood what they're saying.
但是他们之间讲的话，从这地方表明出来，他们已经认罪了。
But from what's written in here, you could tell that they all know that they're guilty.
22年都过去了。
22 years have passed.
22年前犯的罪，怎么还会想要认罪呢
？Why is it something that they commit 22 years ago? Why would they still want to remember it?
因为神在他们里面。
And because God's among them.
神如果不在我们里面啊，你明昨天犯罪了，你都忘记了。
If God's not with us, then whatever sin we commit the other day, we'll just forget.
22年前的罪，怎么还会记得呢？
Why is it that a sin that we commit 22 years ago we still remember?
这个就是神的奥秘啊。
And that is the miraculous of God.
神会感动我们啊。
And that God will move us.
我们几十年前做的罪，我们会发现说：“哎呦，我得罪神了。”
And the sin that we commit many years ago, God will remind us.
我们要怎么做
？And what should we do?
求像犹大一样。
We need to be like Judah.
跪下来悔改。
And we kneel down and repent.
甚至向人认罪。
And apologize to people to men.
就犹大敢讲这个话。
And Judah was willing to say these things.
这个就是神祝福的原因啊。
And this is the reason why God blessed them.
一般人都不愿意隐瞒自己的罪啊。
And because normally people tend to hide their sins.
怕我讲出来，我罪子讲出来以后，人家会看清我。
And they're afraid that they reveal their sins, then other people will look down upon them.
其实你认罪的话，人家不但不会看清你，人家还会佩服你。
Actually, if you recognize your sins, other people will respect you for that.
因为你敢于面对你的错误。
Because you're able to face your problems.
这个人是可以用的。
And we could use someone like.
这个人会改过的。
And that this person will change.
这个人做事不会偷偷摸摸的。
And that when this person does things, he won't.
你的老板会用你。
He won't do it in secret.
这就是圣经的道理哦。
And this is the teaching of the Bible.
当然是神在感动犹大。
Even though it's God that's moving Judah,
而且我们也看出来，犹大在22年这当中，他已经长大了。
And we could tell that after 22 years, Judah himself has grew up.
我们做信徒啊，做了很多年。
And for us as members for many years,
我们要长大。
We need to grow up.
不要老是盖着自己的罪。
And that we need to grow up and not conceal our sins.
我们能够勇敢的承认。
And we need to bravely admit our faults.
神就会用我们祝福我们。
And God will use us and bless us.
然后他犹大跟约瑟啊，跟埃及的宰相建议啊，我们都跟我弟弟留下来做你的奴隶。
And so Judah told the prime minister that why don't we all stay behind with our brother?
17节。
And verse 17.
约瑟说：“我断不能这样行，在谁的手中说出来，谁就做我的奴仆。至于你们，可以平平安安的上路吧，回到你们母父亲那里去。”
So verse So verse 17, it says here that far be it from me that I should do so. Only the man in whose hand the cup was found shall be my slave. For as for you, go up in peace to your father.
哎，这很清楚的，约瑟在想什么？
And from this verse, we clearly talked about what Joseph is thinking.
约瑟只要他亲同母亲的那个弟弟跟他在一起。
From here, we can tell that Joseph only wants to be with his younger brother.
哎，你们这十个人啊，我不想跟你们再交往了。
And that with the 10 brothers, that he doesn't want to be with them anymore.
哎，你回你的家好了。
That he wants them to go home.
我们弟兄姊妹在一起啊，有时候会这种想法。
And sometimes, as brothers and sisters, we have this type of mentality.
哎，有时候有些人啊，实在跟我不太顺眼。
And that there are some people who gets in our way.
哎，如果说要做圣工啊，你最好我不跟你一组了，跟你一组那就麻烦了。
And that if we're doing holy work, we hope that we're never in the same group as this person.
这是不好的。
And this is bad.
啊，那约瑟他不晓得。
And
约瑟不晓得他的哥哥长进那么多。
He never thought that, and Joseph never thought that his brother would have grown up so much.
从创世纪44:18-34.
And from Genesis chapter 40, verse 18.
To 最后一节34.
To verse 34.
就是犹大讲的话。
And it's what Judah spoke.
你们有空的话，自己回去好好看。
And then if you have time, please read this passage. And what did he say?
他讲就是为我弟弟舍命的意思。
And what he's written here is that he's willing to give his life for his brother.
他讲了。
And he said that.
我们读两节就好了。
Oh, you only need to read 2 verses.
33.
Let's read verse 33.
33跟34，最后两节。
Let's read the last 2 verses.
现在。求你容仆人住下，替这个童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和哥哥们一同上去。34，若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲的身上。他讲了两件事情。
And in these two verses, he spoke of two things.
他说：“我留下。”
That I will stay behind.
我做你的奴隶。
And I will be your slave and be your slave for all the days of my life.
让我的弟弟还有其他的几个哥哥，其他几个弟兄啊，回到我爸爸那里去。
And please let my younger brother and the rest of the brothers go home to my father in peace.
我代罪。
And that I will take the blame.
我没有偷你的东西。
Even though I didn't steal anything from you.
虽然我弟弟也没有偷你的东西。
Even though my brother didn't steal anything from you.
但是证据在那里。
But the evidence is there.
既然要我弟弟留下来，我代替他留下来。
And if he had to stay for this, then I would rather stay myself.
他有太太，有儿子。
That he has wives and children.
但是他留下来。
But he decided to stay behind.
为朋友舍命，没有比这个更大的了。
And that he was willing to give his life for his friend, and there's nothing greater than this.
古代的奴隶是主人的东西呀。
But in the ancient times, if you're a slave, then you're just a possession of the owner.
你没有你的人格啊。
That
你没有 personality, 你没有你的 personal thing.
You don't have any personality.
你所有的东西都是他的。
And whatever you own belongs to your owner.
你好像这个主人的东西啊。
And you're just a possession of the owner.
换句话说，他把一生给埃及的宰相了。
In other words, Judah just gave his love, gave his entire life to the king.
好像为朋友舍命一样。
And it's like giving his life away.
主耶稣说是这个爱没有比这个更大的。
And Christ said that this type of love, there's nothing greater.
为什么？
Why is that?
他为什么原因爱他的弟弟那么大呢？甚至把自己的生命给别人呢？
What's the reason he will love his brother so much that he's willing to give his life?
34.
Verse 34.
因为我弟弟都不回家，我爸爸一定悲伤而死。
The reasons in verse 34 is he says that if I don't go back with his younger brother, then his father would die.
他要出来以前，他已经跟爸爸保证了。
And before he left, he already promised his father.
如果弟弟不能回来。
That if his brother doesn't come back.
你可以要我。
That you could have my life.
所有东西都可以。
And everything else.
现在他弟弟不能回去。
And now his brother cannot go home.
我也不回去了。
And I won't go home either.
我让弟弟回去。
Now please just let my brother go home.
因为他向他爸爸负责。
And because he feels a sense of responsibility to his father.
他恐怕他的爸爸悲伤而死。
And he was afraid that his father might die of sadness. His brother.
爱他的弟弟。
And that he loved his brother.
更爱他的爸爸。
And that he loved his father even more.
爱心啊。
And this is love.
爱心是最宝贵的。
And love is the greatest thing.
犹大为什么受他的爸爸那么大的祝福？
And why is Judah was so blessed by his father?
他爸爸看得很清楚。
Because his father see everything very clearly.
十二个儿子当中。
That among the 12 sons,
最有爱心的是犹大。
And that out of all of his sons, Judah had the most love.
当然约瑟已经离开他爸爸很久，所以他没有，已经约瑟也他爸爸也祝福他约瑟两倍了。
Even though Joseph has been away for a while, and his father blessed him double portion.
但是犹大他的爸爸真正看到他的儿子犹大长进了。
But his father truly see that Judah has matured.
在哪一方面长进呢？
And mature in what direction?
爱自己的弟弟，爱弟兄姊妹。
He has matured to the point where he loves his brothers more than anything.
他的爸爸就给他最大的福气。
And his father gave him the greatest blessing.
他说：“你的弟弟们会，你的兄弟会跟你下拜。”
And that he blessed him and said that your brothers shall worship you.
你会掐住敌人的颈子。
And that you'll control your enemies.
你的子孙啊。代代都是有国王的权柄。
And that your descendants will be king.
你的后代有主耶稣基督弥赛亚救主要出现。
And that the Messiah will come from your descendants.
这个是给我们值得去思考的。
And it's something that we should ponder upon.
所努力的。
And something that we need to focus on.
我们对神要忠心。
That we need to be faithful towards God.
在弟兄姊妹当中要追求爱心。
And that between our brothers, we need to pursue love.
不要老是看着他不顺眼。
And don't just look at certain person with
evil eyes.
Because this way, we cannot receive God's blessing.
我们宁可自己吃亏。
That we'd rather suffer ourselves.
不要占人家的便宜。
That we don't want to take advantage of
others. 人都想要占人家的便宜。
Everyone likes to take advantage of others.
但是你越施出去，神会越祝福给你。
But the more you sacrifice, the more God will bless you.
施比受更有福。
And that to give is better than receive.
我们来教会敬拜神，你要想要得到福气吗？
And when we come to church to worship God, do you want to receive blessings?
你不要老坐在那里。
Don't just sit there.
你应该做一些东西啊。
You need to do some work.
你服侍的越多，神给你的福气越大。
And the more you serve, the more blessings God will give you.
这个道理啊，这是主耶稣讲的。
And this teaching is from Christ.
主耶稣讲。
And Christ spoke of this.
在外面的教会里面的地方啊。都是大的管小的。
And that we outside of church is always the more the elder take controlling the younger people.
不一定 elder 啦，就 bigger one 哈，还是 power more， 不一定老的就会管小的啊。
Just that
不一定啊。
In the outside world, usually the one with the more powerful with power controls the one without.
他就命令他做什么。
That he could order the subordinates around.
但是在教会里面呢。
But in the church.
你要伟大，你想要负责任越大，你就是服侍更多的人。
That if you want to be the greatest in the church, you need to serve the most.
主耶稣来到这个地面，不是叫人服侍他，是服侍人。主耶稣服侍人。
And Christ came into this world not to serve, not to be served, but to serve others.
越大越有爱心的，神的福气越大。
And the more love you have, the greater blessing God will give to you.
越有大爱心的，在天国越大。
And the more love you have in heaven, you have more greater inheritance.
你老是接受爱心的，天国里面最小。
And if you're always receiving the love of others, then you'll have very little inheritance in heaven.
所以感谢神，我们做圣工，我们如果被教会选召做圣工啊，就感谢神啊！哎呀，我有这个机会，服侍弟兄姊妹。
So if we're chosen for holy work in the church, we should thank God.
不管做什么事情。
It doesn't matter what the holy work is.
担任什么工作。
It doesn't matter what was assigned to us.
你尽力去做。
That you try your best.
就是清扫厕所也一样。
Even if it's cleaning the bathroom.
你清扫去做。
That we need to do it.
服侍弟兄姊妹。
That we need to serve our brothers and sisters.
厕所很脏。
Even though it's very dirty.
安息日完了，有几百个人都用过了。
And that after Sabbath, several hundred people used it.
那地下都让脏得要命。
And that the ground is so dirty.
你愿意去做。
And that you're willing to clean it up.
你就伟大了。
Then you'll consider great in heaven.
你对你个施出爱心出来
，and that if you show your love,
甚至也可以达到犹大
And that we can become,
为了弟兄来舍命。
And we can become like Judah and give our life to our brothers.
哎，这是一个很宝贵的道理。
And this is a very important teaching.
哎，这是基督教的教义。
And this is a teaching of the Christianity.
哎，基督教跟其他教会不一样的信念就在这里。
And this is the difference between Christian churches and other religions.
哎，为朋友舍命没有比这个爱心更大的了。
You know, there's no greater love than giving up your life for.
哎，那我们知道了，犹大为什么受到这么大的福气
？Now we know why Judah is so blessed.
哎，他讲的那句话，讲的那段话。
And because of these words that he has spoken.
创世纪四十五章第一节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 45.
我们就不要念了，约瑟就大哭了。
And Genesis chapter 45, Joseph revealed himself and he cried.
哇，他看到犹大这么爱他的弟弟。
And he saw that how much his brother loved, how much Judah loved his younger brother.
22年前，是他建议卖我到埃及来的。
22 years ago, Judah came up with the idea to sell him to Egypt.
哎，是他建议大家听他的。
And he suggested to all the brothers to sell him as a slave.
22年以后
，but 22 years later,
他愿意为他的弟弟，另外一个弟弟。
He's willing to sacrifice for his other younger brother.
做人家的奴隶，做一生人，做一人，人家做一生做人家的奴隶。
To become a slave for the rest of his life.
哇，这么大的改变。
And what a such a great change.
我们如果是约瑟，也一定会哭了。
And if we were Joseph, we'll probably cry too.
哎呀，感谢神。
Well, thank God.
22年，我没有看到他们。
For 20 years, I haven't seen them.
他们在灵性上都长进了。
But now they have grown up spiritually.
哎，这是很感人的故事，真实的事情。
And this is a very moving story, and it's true.
我们要长进啊。
And we need to grow.
哎，我们的灵性不要老是停在一个地方。
That we shouldn't allow spirituality to stop at one place.
我们怎么知道我们的灵性有长进呢
？How do we know if our spirituality is improving?
就是我们爱弟兄的心有多少。
And we can measure our spirituality based on our love for our brothers and sisters.
少互相的批评啊。
And that we shouldn't criticize each other so much.
我们互相的帮助。
And that we need to help each other more.
哎，我们人家有困难，更应该去帮助人家。
And that if we need help, we need that if they need help, we need to help them more.
我们再回来看创约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章，主耶稣说了，人为朋友舍命，没有爱的舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大了。十三节。
In verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
哎，这个时候他是主要是他主耶稣在讲他自己的。
And over here, the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about himself.
他要为他的朋友牺牲啊。
That he will lay down his life for his friends.
谁是主耶稣的朋友
？So who are the friends of Christ?
哎，我们继续读下去。
Let's continue reading.
十五章十四节。
John chapter 15 verse 14.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
Verse 14 says, "You are my friend if you do what I command you."
哎，我们今天早上在读遵守神的诫命。
This morning we talk about obeying the commandments of God.
哎，神必跟他同在。
And that God will abide with us.
今天下午又读了。
Now this afternoon we read that.
遵守神的诫命就是主耶稣的朋友啊。
That if you obey the commandments of God, then you are friends of Christ.
哎，主耶稣会为你舍命啊。
And that Christ will lay down his life for you.
主耶稣是为了那些遵守神诫命的人舍命啊。
And Christ gave his life for those who obey his commandments.
主耶稣为万人舍命，没有错。
It's true that God gave his life for everyone.
但是主耶稣的救恩呐、啊，只有临到那些愿意遵守主耶稣诫命的人呐、啊。
But his salvation is only for those who are willing to obey his commandments.
哎，你不遵守神的诫命，主耶稣被你那个舍命没有用啊。一点果效都没有。
If you don't obey the commandments of God, then his death means nothing to you.
哎，我们要遵守神的诫命啊。
We need to keep his commandments.
主耶稣就把我们当作朋友。
And that Christ will treat us as his friend.
主耶稣就为我们这种朋友舍命。
And that he'll die for a friend like us.
哎，希伯来书那里讲。
And Hebrews it says.
神不救天使。
That God doesn't save the angels.
神只救亚伯兰的后裔。
And that God only saved the descendants of Abraham.
什么叫做亚伯兰的后裔
？So who is it, the descendants of Abraham?
像亚伯兰有信心的人呐、啊。
And that we need to have the faith like Abraham.
亚伯兰的信心表现在哪里
？So where is the faith of Abraham?
亚伯兰的信心就是对神的每一句话完全相信而顺从去执行、啊、
And that we could tell that through faith for Abraham from the way he obeyed every words of God.
不是挑两三句来行啊。
It's not that we choose a few commandments to worship.
所神讲十句，十句相信。
And that God says 10 things and we obey all 10 of them.
我们就会成为神的朋友。
And that we'll become the friends of Christ.
因为亚伯兰是神的朋友。
Because Abraham was a friend of Christ.
我们要很谨慎。
And that we need to be very watchful.
我们读的那句话啊，遵守神的诫命。
And we read the statement that says, obeying God's commandments.
我们想，我安息日有来聚会了，我遵守神的诫命。
We think to ourselves that we came here on Sabbath and we are obeying the commandments of God.
那个这句话不是只有一条。
But we need to know that God's commandments is not only one of them.
是所有神的诫命。
It's all the commandments of God.
我们要有这个心去准备。去遵守所有的
and we need to have the heart to obey all the commandments.
不要像很多人一样都是挑我喜欢的
we shouldn't be like a lot of people who only obey the commandment that they prefer.
这条我喜欢我遵守
and that he likes that they like certain commandments and they only obey
these ones. 这条我不喜欢啊我没有办法做我不想我不要遵守
and if they see a commandment that they don't like to keep then they just don't do it.
这个不是遵守神的诫命
and this is not obeying commandments of God.
圣经甚至讲啊你换了一条就换众条了
and the Bible even says that if you just break one commandment you break all of them.
所以我们要有这种清楚的认识
so we need to have this type of understanding.
讲遵守神的诫命是所有的
That we need to obey all the commandments of God.
当然我们没有那个力量。
Even though we don't have that type of strength.
是圣灵给我们帮助我们。
And that God sent down the Holy Spirit to help us.
所以我们要承认我们软弱。
So we need to admit that we are weak.
但是我们有决心。
But we need to have the will.
求主耶稣借圣灵帮助我们。
And then we'll ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们就成为神的朋友。
And then we'll become the friend of Christ.
我们看十五节，十五章十五节。
Let's look at John chapter 15, verse 15.
以后我不再称为你们是我的仆人，啊，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称为你们是朋友，因为我从父所听见的都已经告诉你们了。啊，主耶稣跟他的门徒讲，十二个门徒讲。主耶稣跟他十二个门徒讲
So Christ spoke to his 12 disciples.
他说我不再称为你们是仆人了
That I will no longer call you servants.
因为主耶稣拣选他们的门徒的时候就是他们等于是主耶稣的仆人了
That when God chose them, they were originally servants.
因为主耶稣要做什么他们就要服侍他
That whatever Christ wants to do, then they will have to serve him.
他们二十四小时服侍主耶稣
And they serve God for all 24 hours.
主耶稣起床，他们也起床。
And when Christ get up, they will get up.
主耶稣要做什么，他们要先去准备。
And whatever Christ wants to do, they will prepare ahead of him.
所以他们是仆人。
And that's why they're the servants.
主耶稣说，我现在不再称你们是仆人了。
And now we'll no longer, then Christ said, I will no longer consider you servants.
仆人只是听命令而已啦，主人的命令啊。
And servants only obey the commandments of the master.
主人不必要把他心里面想的告诉仆人啊。
And that the master doesn't have to tell the servant what is he really thinking.
但是主耶稣告诉他十二个门徒说，你们不是在仆人啊，我要称作你们是朋友。
But Christ told the disciples that you are no longer servants but as friends.
所以我已经告诉你们很多的事情。
So I already told you a lot of things.
什么事情啊？
So what are these things?
记载在。这一段的话，最重要是记载在约翰福音十四章到十七章了。
And the most important thing is from John chapter 15, verse 14 to 17.
你们如果有时间啊，自己好好看。
And if you have time, please read this.
已经写给我们了。
It is written to us.
我们如果是主耶稣的朋友，我们就会明白主耶稣讲什么。
And if we are the friends of Christ, we will understand this.
因为我们不再是仆人了。
Because we're no longer servants.
如果你不明白。
So if you don't understand,
很可能你就不是主耶稣的朋友。
Then you're not the friend of Christ.
因为主耶稣没有告诉你。
Because Christ didn't tell you.
主耶稣为他的朋友而死。
So Christ died for his friends.
主耶稣为那些爱主的人而死。
And that Christ died for those who love him.
主耶稣为信主的人而死。
And Christ died for those who believe in
him. 主耶稣为那些遵守主耶稣的命令的人而死。
And that Christ died for those who are willing to obey his commandments.
我们今天下午用犹大为他的弟弟便雅悯。牺牲这件事情来说明。
And this afternoon we'll use the topic of Judah laying down his life for his brother.
经过了二十二年。
And after 22 years.
犹大在灵性上有成长。
And that Judah has grown up spiritually.
犹大不是一开始就有那么大的爱心。
And that it's not that in the beginning Judah had all these love.
如果他有那时候有那么大的爱心，他也不会把约瑟卖走了。
If he originally had this much love, then he would have never have sold Joseph in the beginning.
他知道自己做错了。
He knew that he made a mistake.
神来感动他以后，他就认罪悔改。
And when God moved him, he admitted his sin.
他就往对的地方走。
And he walked towards the right direction.
他愿意为他弟弟牺牲。
And that he's willing to give up his life for his brother.
感动了他约瑟。
And move Joseph.
约瑟跟他们弟弟相认，个个的相认。
So Joseph revealed himself to his brothers.
让他的爸爸明白。
And like his brothers, like his father understood.
他的第四个儿子。
That his fourth son.
最有爱心。
That Judah had the most amount of love.
爸爸要死的时候。
And when the father was about to die.
跟他的弟兄姊妹还有两个孙子祝福。
Now when he was blessing his sons and his two grandsons.
他得到最大的福气。
And he received the greatest blessing.
主耶稣要从他的后裔生出来。
And that Christ will come from his descendants.
这是一个值得我们思考的事情。
And it's something that we need to consider.
求主耶稣带领我们。
Let's ask God to please guide us.
我们让我们灵性上都会成长。
And that we could grow up spiritually.
让我们的爱心成长。
And that we'll grow up in love.
爱弟兄姊妹的心成长。
That our heart for to love our brothers will grow.
唱诗四十九首。
Let's sing hymn 49. This hymn tells that Christ went to Calvary to save us.
为了拯救我。
And to save me.
我们要思念主耶稣的爱。
And we need to remember the God's love.
主耶稣的爱为我牺牲来爱弟兄姊妹。
And that we need to use the love of God, His love, to sacrifice for us to love our brothers.
我们的真神主耶稣期待我们灵性上长进。
And that God asked wants us to grow spiritually.
圣经告诉我们
and that the Bible tells us,
如果我们没有长进
that if we don't grow up,
反而退步
and we'll get even worse.
那主就不喜欢了
and that God wouldn't like it.
在走天国的路上
and that when we're on the journey to heaven,
几乎可以说你没有办法停在 一直停在同一个地方了
and that we cannot just stop in one place.
有人这样讲
And some people says,
走天国路
and going on a spiritual journey,
好像在逆着水啊逆着河流在划船一样
And some people describe the spiritual journey as we're sailing against the waves.
你一定要很出力。
And that you need to use your strength.
你一定要往出力才会往前走。
Now only if you try very hard, you'll go forward.
你停下来以后，你如果停下来，
if you stop,
因为那个水流啊，你会船自己就往后走了。
Then if you stop because of the waves, you'll move backwards.
感谢神，主神会帮助我们。
We thank God that God will help us.
他是圣灵，
that He'll give us
来帮助我们。
To help us,
来对抗这个世界的潮流
and to become, to overcome the world.
主耶稣用死里复活来证明一定能够胜过
and God raised the dead to prove that we could overcome this.
主耶稣战胜过死
and they overcame death.
没有一个像死那样 那么厉害的敌人
and that there's no greater enemy than death.
死做人类的王
and that death has become the king of
man. 没有一个人不死
and none of us won't die.
但是主耶稣胜过死
But God has overcome that.
所以我们要对神有信心。
So we need to have faith towards God.
犹大可以为弟弟牺牲。
And that Judah was willing to sacrifice for his brother.
那个时候主耶稣都还没有来。
And at that time Christ didn't even descend yet.
他都有办法这样做。
And that he was willing to do this.
我们今天蒙主这么大爱的人。
And today we experience so much love of God.
了解主耶稣用宝血洗净我们的罪。
And we know that we understand that.God saved us through His blood.
又得到主耶稣的神的事的圣灵
and that we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么能够敢讲说我做不到这样子呢
and how can we say that we can't we cannot be like Judah?
至少啊，我们要有一个心愿
and at least we need to have this will.
我靠主耶稣一定做得到
and that we need to rely on God to accomplish this.
我们要长进
and that we need to grow.
这个教会要长进。
That we need to improve the church.
要在爱心上长进。
And improve in love.
是叫主耶稣所讲的。
And to do what Christ says.
我们不再是他的仆人了。
That we are no longer his servants.
我们是他的朋友。
And that we're his friends.
主耶稣把他的话让我们明白。
And that through his love, God, Christ let us understand.
我们在神的恩典里面。
That we live in grace.
但是不要停在那里。
But don't stop over there.
要在灵性上长进。
And need to grow in faith.
重视我们。爱弟兄姊妹
and to love our brothers and sisters.
因为这是主耶稣神所赐下的命令。
And because this is the commandment that Christ has left behind for us.
我们要一起来祷告。
And now we'll kneel down to pray.
来继续为一些弟兄姊妹祷告。生病的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let's pray for those who are sick.
更为我们自己的灵性祷告。
And pray for our own spirituality.
为自己的爱心祷告。
And pray for our love.
为教会全体的爱心祷告。
And pray for the love of the church.
成为一个真正有主基督的爱心的教会。
And we want to become a church with the love of Christ.
所有的人进来不会再出去了。
And so that those who come in will never leave.
不会再进来又跑出去的。
And that they won't just come in and just run away.
因为爱心能够吸引大家。
Because love attracts people.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Kneel down to pray.